motherfucker get up out my face.
I saw this clip. Shaq was at Home Depot.
No, it's. I was gonna write her down as a topic, the Home Depot girl, but it's like, I don't know why people are so enamored with this girl. Like, she's an attractive girl that works at Home Depot.
What the fuck are you talking about? You talking about that porn girl?
No, not that I know of.
Shit, now I'm way off there.
Like, there's a porn girl? But yo, no, yeah. But no, it's this pretty girl that works at Home Depot that people have been talking about.
Thickums.
I don't know nothing about no Thickums. I don't think she was thick. I think she was just a pretty girl that worked at Home Depot.
We watching way separate videos in.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen this one girl. She was working at Home Depot. She was putting up the carts and everything. They start chopping it up. Next thing you know, she's getting pounded with a Home Depot apron on.
Yeah.
Not the same video?
No, not the same video. Nah, this is just a pretty chick that took a picture.
That's where we're going with it.
Yeah, no.
My fault.
But Shaq did try to holler.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what the fuck did it have to do with me bringing up Shaq. Okay. The one I saw was, and this is what I was going to ask you, what would you do? Shaq's walking in, and people, like, this one lady walks up to him, like, just all, like, amazed. Like, oh, it's a Mexican lady, right? Like, oh, Shaq, let me take a picture. He's up right away. What are y'all buying? They said, we're here getting a washer and dryer. He goes, I'll pay for it. Right off the rip. She tells her mom in Spanish. Her mom loses it. They go and get it, whatever, and he pays for it. Mm-hmm. Now, in that situation, would you take it? Like, not only that, would you upgrade too? Instead of you just getting that top load, would you get the one that folds the clothes and does everything for you? Or
man, it's so crazy seeing you here. Like, I was here to get
a refrigerator, a house.
I was buying everything for my new house.
Man.
Like, I would washer and dryer, motherfucking new refrigerator.
See, I thought, like, that was just me. I was like, I can't be that much. Like,
no, because, see, Shaq has put himself in a predicament to where everybody's heard these stories of all the things that he does.
Yeah, yeah.
So now people that have heard these stories, you see Shaq, you like, oh, shit.
Payday.
You know what I'm saying? You run into the back. You throw all kinds of extra shit in your car. Just like, yeah, you know, just a regular Tuesday, just getting shit just getting shit together for the new crib. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got you, big fella. That's what's up, Shaq.
Oh, hold on, let me go grab this other cart.
Right.
I was wondering, so I was like, am I that much of a dick where I would like start upgrading and everything? Like,
man.
Well, which one were you gonna buy? I was gonna buy that one that, you know damn well, that's out of your price range.
Let me toss that TLC back and let me go ahead and get this motherfucking Samsung. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'll be so okay, you're doing that. What would you do if the lady comes? Were you still getting that scratch and dent one? No.
Scratch and dent? No, I was just checking to see what y'all's prices were.
No, we were about to load it. It was a done deal. Did you still want it?
What are you talking about? You got the wrong customer.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her. Dirty J. Presents.
What up? Welcome, everybody, back to the Bumping Gums Podcast. I'm Dirty J. I'm here with my right-hand man, Scav.
What up?
Episode 215. I did my research off the top of the dome. No one had to remind me.
Yeah, sure. Sure you did.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. No.
Oh, you wrote it.
I didn't even say nothing.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. Like last week?
Episode 215. Why are you bringing up old shit? Okay, so that's the girl from the Home Depot.
Yes.
Definitely not what we were talking about. I'm going to have to shoot you the video I was talking about.
I'm going to be scared to even open it.
Nah, so it was a stick girl, right, putting up the cards with glasses and stuff. I don't know what happened. They started chopping it up, and yeah, next thing you know, all she wearing is the Home Depot apron. I really thought that's where we were going. I was like, damn, Shaq's in that video too? Like, I didn't even.
Yeah, no, Shaq's
definitely. Would you want to see a porn with Shaq?
No.
No?
Interesting.
No. Am I the only one?
Yeah. I would never want to see like my favorite like players.
That's true.
In that type of light, it's like,
yeah. You know. So if he were to come out like a video like release, you wouldn't even be like curious.
No. Because then, like, you think of how great he was on the court, and then say if he's like the video's trash. Then you just look at him in a whole different light, like, nah. No?
That comparison is so stupid, bro.
How?
So just because he makes trash videos, he's going to be a horrible basketball player?
No. Obviously, he's a great basketball player. So now you're thinking about his greatness that you've always seen, you know, him on the court.
We wanted to carry over.
I mean, you would hope so.
It's so dumb. How was your weekend?
it was good. You know what I'm saying?
How did we even get into this conversation?
That was you.
That was not me.
That was all you.
No, I was going to talk about buying a washer and dryer. You started bringing up like porn shit.
Wrong. That was all you. You the porn guy.
I don't watch a lot of porn. I don't. Like,
I don't watch a lot of porn.
What would be considered a lot?
I mean, I guess it would be determined about the amount of hours that you watch.
Yeah, I don't go hours. But like I look up like how to cook something, like how to make something. Next thing you know, like I'm into some midget shit. Like, yeah. It just goes
totally left.
Way left.
Man, I wonder what she would look like.
I don't know. Yeah, it just.
Yeah, nah. Porn ain't my thing.
And it really, like, I don't know. I don't know.
I had a little spurt, like, when I was, like, in my.
Like, watching the porn?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was, like.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No, but I'm saying, like, I had a spurt when I was, like, young. Like, when I was, like.
So you say you watch zero porn?
Maybe like 1%. Like I don't watch much porn at all.
See, and that's like, what I'm saying. I don't either. Like if any, like I don't either.
I can go months without watching porn.
Interesting.
Yeah, it ain't.
I don't know if I'll go that long. Like if I see like somebody like a model or something like that, and I'll be like, oh, like I'm searching her up to see what she's done, movies, like actual movies or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like I stumble upon, I'm like, oh, I'm curious to see what she looked like, and but I'm not like just sitting there for hours. Yeah, I wouldn't. I would be like within about 15, 20 minutes a week. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not a lot. Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was all right, man. You know, good. Brother had to work. How was yours?
Nice. I was off. Enjoying it.
Nice.
Enjoying this heat. Saw the Little Mermaid. Is that weird to go from porn to Little Mermaid?
Hey, that's what happens when you bump gums. You know what I'm saying?
Have you seen the Little Mermaid?
Of course not.
Do not take baby girl to see it.
Why?
It was weird.
Why weird?
It was just creepy. To me, it was some creepy parts to it. it was a little awkward in some parts.
Why?
I don't know. Like, why do they have noses? Like, they can't breathe underwater. They should have gills.
Like, really?
They're not wrinkly. Like, you know, when you're in the shower too long, your fingertips get wrinkly.
But that's when
the fish were weird. Scuttle's a trans. I didn't even know that. The bird, like, bro, what? Whoa. The father, the king, he's a pimp. This kid, this king. Okay, at the beginning of the movie, all his daughters get together. Each one is a different race. Why? Bro, no, he had.
Hold on. I got a very easy explanation. There's different types of fish in the sea.
Shut up. Ladies, boom. Don't fall for that. He's not boom. That smooth. Shut up. All right. He had one.
It was true.
Like, I thought Ariel was supposed to be his black daughter. No, this dude is white.
Okay.
He has two black daughters, Ariel and another one, who's really like got the afro hair and everything.
Okay.
He's got a Chinese daughter, a white daughter.
Well,
a Mexican one.
You're looking at it from the stance of our nationalities and stuff like that. Whereas you should be looking at it from, it's a fantasy land. So when you look at fish, just because a fish is the same type of fish, their colors aren't exactly the same. So just like with that, they're different. And that's all I was trying to throw.
Why a Chinese one? I don't know. It was weird.
you're looking at it too literal.
The crab was weird. Was he Jamaican?
Wasn't he Jamaican in the first one?
No.
I think so.
But they're not even in Jamaican waters.
They're in the sea. Under the sea. Something, I need
you
to start singing.
You don't even know the song.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Flounder looks creepy, bro. Like, it was just weird. And then, like, at the end, like, I started laughing. I couldn't hold it in no more. They're sailing off in the little boat. Spoiler alert. She wins the man. Everybody knows.
Of course.
They're sailing off in the little boat. The dad just pops up out of nowhere. Looking in the boat.
He was saying goodbye.
It was just.
He was like, take care of my daughter. Or I'm going to have to come and get you.
Nah, bro, it was just like, I just started laughing, bro. I couldn't hold it no more.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me, man. It wasn't for me. Even my daughter felt the same way. I went to go see with her. We did like a little daddy-daughter day because this weekend marks our 14th anniversary of me adopting her.
Oh, that's what's up.
So I was like, hey, let's do something. So we went to go see that. Spent a little daddy-daughter day.
That's
and,
great.
And yeah, she was like, how'd you feel about it? And I was like, oh, she goes, I heard you laughing. I was like, I couldn't hold it in no more. She goes, yeah, it wasn't for me.
See, you're better than me, though.
I'd
probably be... I would probably been sleep.
She had to nudge me a couple times.
I would have got the best sleep ever. I ain't even going to lie. I would have got the best sleep ever.
Like I said, it was awkward. Was it a good movie? It's cool to watch, but I wouldn't have paid for it. Luckily, we went and they were having a special. We didn't pay much. But yeah, I wouldn't go to the movies again to watch it.
Okay. But you went once to watch it.
Yeah, I went
once. That's all that matters. Yeah.
It was weird, but
you were interested in it.
I was. I had my and see, maybe that's what it is. My hopes were probably so high. Killed Aladdin. Like, yo, movie was dope. Beauty and the Beast killed it. I'm like, yo, they're gonna really do this one. All the fish were weird. Like I said, why would you make Scuttle the little there's one part of the movie where Scuttle dives in the water to go after fish. He's okay. A bird, right? I know you haven't seen it. He's a bird. They're talking underwater for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's
a bird.
He held his breath.
He was talking.
He's got gills.
There was just like so much. It was like,
it's a movie.
Nah, man. He's talking underwater. And then at the end he goes. Hey,
so if it was a cartoon and he did that, you wouldn't have said.
No, it's a cartoon.
I thought it was live animation.
No, it was a cartoon.
Huh?
It was a cartoon. No, in the movie, the one now is a movie, real people.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if this was just like the previous, if it was a cartoon,
okay.
You wouldn't have said shit about that.
Yeah, because it's a cartoon. But then afterwards, he even says, after they had this long conversation underwater.
Oh, I need to get out of here.
Yeah, he goes, I got to go breathe.
Yeah.
Bro, like it was just. There was one bird in the whole movie, like no other birds. Like it was just, I don't know, bro. It just didn't do it for me.
It didn't tickle your pickle.
It didn't tickle my pickle.
Yeah, I think you're being real harsh. Being
and then
harsh.
Like, and then like all the even mermaids, they had like tops on. Like I wasn't expecting to see no titties or nothing like that. That's not what I'm going for. But like,
sure?
I promise. But why would they wear shirts? Like it just
shirts or clams.
No, she didn't even have the clams on. She had like a tube top on.
They were, they're real people.
And then the men mermaid look weird.
So they're real people, so they gotta have something to cover this shit up.
I don't know, man. It was. I feel like it could have been done better. Like I said, you killed Aladdin, killed Beauty and the Beast. I don't know. Maybe my hopes were too high. Congrats to the Nuggets, first NBA title ever. I called it from the beginning.
Did you?
I've been told y'all.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought you was riding with Golden State.
No, hell no.
No?
No. Nah. Go back to sure? Yeah, go back to episode, I think it was like 211. Something like that. Yeah, I called it.
I'm pretty sure you was riding with Golden
not
State.
Not me.
Yeah.
Wrong show.
Nah, yeah.
How you feel about it?
Congrats to them.
You're a fucking hater.
Why?
You're a hater.
I mean, congrats to them. Like, I can't give them a ton of props. I think that I mean, obviously, you can only play who's in front of you. They did have a pretty easy run at the championship. You know, when I think about this championship, right, I kind of think about like when the Cavaliers went against the Spurs and back when they swept the Cavaliers, and the only reason that they ended up being in the championship was because LeBron James played his ass off and they beat the Pistons. And in all actuality, the Pistons would have been the better team to have played in that championship. And, you know, you never know. The outcome could have been different. But that's kind of, you know, the same, you know, thought and feelings that I have. Like, even though I am a Miami Heat fan, I didn't think that they should have won that series, because if Boston and Denver would have played against each other, that would have been a much better finals, because those teams are much more evenly matched up. But yeah, it's just like, all right, cool. They won their first title. Congrats.
We should be hyped.
Why?
It's their first title ever. Start of a dynasty.
See, I didn't like how their coach said that. Like, goddamn, like, wait until the day after to say, you know, like, because it's not like y'all not going to have interviews and stuff like that, or you know, once you have the parade, say that shit at the parade, but not after you just finished winning the title, talking about, oh, we're trying to win dynasty, we're trying to make a dynasty. Man, if you don't shut your dumb ass up, like drink the champagne, have some fun, and talk about that shit later. Like, man. Yeah, I ain't like
such a hater, bro. You're such a hater.
No.
Oh, my God. 10 people wounded in a mass shooting after the Nuggets won. Horrible.
Yeah, man. Motherfuckers just can't.
Why do people start rioting?
Yo, people be doing the wildest shit after their teams win. Like a couple of years ago when the Eagles won their first Super Bowl, like a fan dove into like some horse shit. like they, cause you know they be having the horses out and shit like that. So, and you know, horses when they go wherever they want to go. You know what I'm saying? And this motherfucker like picked up the big horse shit and just smashed that shit all over his face. Like, it was the craziest shit. They'd be doing wild shit.
What team, who would have to win a championship for you to do something like that? No team.
There's no team that could win something that would make me get out of character. No team.
Oh, my God.
What would you do if, because I know you're a Spurs fan, kind of.
No, I'm a Spurs fan. Yeah, well.
See?
See? So I've been so busy to watch sports, but now I'm starting to come around back to it. Obviously.
Oh, why? Because of Wembley?
No, man. Before that. Well, yeah. It's just like, man, after I'm not gonna say no names, not gonna name drop.
After the big three?
After we lost a certain somebody, and like a lot of shit started coming to light.
Timothy?
No. After that.
Ginobili? Kawhi?
It's like I don't know, like there was a lot of shit said. And then, like, more people saying stuff, and I was like, are the Spurs really like this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I started looking at them a little differently.
They look funny in the light?
A little bit, because they've always been, like, this wholesome church-going, like, every Sunday we all go to church kind of team.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, maybe y'all, it's like a bullshit democracy over there.
I mean, everybody runs a democracy.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know. I'm sorry. Ultimately, I'm a Spurs fan. Okay. My son hates him. He's full blown, whatever. But gay.
No, that's. I mean, that's cool though. But you know,
do I feel like this is their comeback? No. I feel like they definitely gonna. I feel like they needed this. They needed that little. We're dying.
Yeah.
We was dying. Now this is like you know, like
this
right
definitely
before,
puts a. It resuscitates.
We were flatlined, yeah. And this is that one little beep. beep. Now it's like, okay, now we're waiting. We're holding our breath. Are they coming back? Let's wait. This is, we're in our little one or two beeps stage, I feel like.
Stand back.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm curious.
Yeah, nah. If this dude plays anything like how he plays overseas, like what he's doing, yeah, y'all got y'all something.
I still feel like he needs help.
Oh, I mean, he definitely is going to need some help.
Chris Paul help. Why'd you make that face?
Chris Paul.
Oh, my God.
His body done gave up on him so many damn times. Like, nah, he needs to go ahead and wrap it up.
Your face. I wish we were recording these shows. Improper.
Yeah.
Improper 1-2. What? Improper, you know, 1-2.
1-2, you know, like 1-2, like a punch.
That was where you going with it?
You sent me the story.
McGregor puts Heat mascot in the ER. Yeah, but like the way you word it.
Jesus Christ. So, you know, he has a liquor called Proper 12.
Okay.
So he punched this guy and it wasn't set to be like that. So it's improper 1-2, because, you know, that's a punching combo. 1-2.
Was this your marketing scheme?
Man, I'm just trying to help you out. God. Just trying to help you.
You really reached on that one.
How?
This is what you came up with?
No.
That was the story?
That's the story.
Okay.
I'm sticking to it.
Oh, that's why you're not in charge of our marketing.
Dog, that shit was
horrible.
Perfect.
No.
You just don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're writing.
What's this say? I can't read your writing.
You could have worded this better, I feel. I don't know.
1-2? What? 1-2? What? step, right, left? What is this?
Up, down. So, now, it was a stage to be a fight.
Well, no.
But he accidentally got him.
Yeah, I don't think that he was supposed to have punched him.
Really? I thought he was.
Yeah.
Because dude came out with punching gloves.
Yeah, but mascots be always doing all kinds of stupid shit. So from what I heard, it wasn't rehearsed that way.
Okay.
So I don't know if the roids was getting to Connor or what, but man, I'm a little shocked that he did the right thing as far as the mascot. I would have stayed on the ground. I definitely would have went to the ER. I wouldn't have showed up to work the next day. You know what I'm saying?
So can, like, you get workers' comp for that?
I ain't worried about workers' comp. If we didn't rehearse this that way, oh, that's your ass, McGregor. McGregor's worth, like, a lot of money.
What fighter, whether it be boxing, UFC, whatever, what fighter would you want to take a punch from? Like, you'd be like, yo, I'll take a punch from him.
All the richest ones.
No, not just off some money shit. Just more like, just to say, like, I took a punch off.
So why would I take a punch from a fighter?
Just to say you took it, like a champ. I take it from Tyson.
Man, I ain't taking a punch from nobody unless they rich as shit. Because after that punch, I'm gonna be set up.
All right, so let's just say you're full blown pads. You got all the pads on. This is just like a once in a lifetime. You can step in the ring with somebody. Who would it be?
I don't, dog.
How you say that? I look at these movies so literal. And you can't answer a damn question.
Because this is just the way that I am. Like, I don't find it entertaining for me to get into a ring with, you know, like say a Francis Ngannou, and just to see how hard he can actually punch, like. Nah, I'm good on that.
You're not curious at all? Like, see what it feels like?
Fuck no.
I am.
Dog, do you know, like, you've been in fights before, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had my bell rung.
You know how, like, how long it takes to, like, for your body to get back right? No.
Biggest headache ever.
Dog, no. I don't want, now, again, If I'm the mascot, yeah, McGregor's worth like over $500 million. Yeah.
So you going for the Sioux?
Man, with the quicks. Mm. With the quicks. Mm. Fuck y'all, Miami Heat. Like, I don't need to work here no more. Fuck this hot ass little mascot uniform, man. Yeah, I'd be a bird for that.
Has anything came about this? Have they said anything?
Not yet, but you know, you'll probably never hear nothing. Yeah. Like with a lot of this stuff, like, you know, you'll get a little settlement and you know, things will be that.
Interesting. Mayweather versus why did I say it like that?
I don't know.
Mayweather
versus
Gotti.
Yeah. Did you even know that fight was happening?
No.
That was the only thing that was weird to me. Like, I remember I looked at I was looking on social media on Sunday, and I was like, Mayweather fighting? Like, because
nobody,
you know,
cares about him no more, bro.
No, I mean, people do. People be watching these little sparring matches that he be having, but at least with most of them, you at least have, like, he kind of creates a little bit of buzz on it, and it's like, oh, shit, you know, he's having another little fight. This one, I didn't hear nothing about it. It just came from out of nowhere. Yeah.
Kind of like the way that cop hit that woman.
Yeah.
Woman spits on a cop and he punches her in the face. Now, we got the audio on that one. I'm going to play it. And then I have questions. I'm curious.
All right.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, what's your thoughts?
Let's play. I'll give it to you right now. Hold on. Where are we at?
Speak to me then if you don't like him. Don't spit.
Oh, fuck.
Don't spit.
See what he does. See what he does. Fucking hits me.
Yeah.
All right, now, you see her face, though? Like, she looked like she done take a few punches already.
Oh, yeah.
Her face looked like the Rocky face, like, after the fight.
Yeah.
She looked like...
She looked like she smoked, like, 6 packs of cigarettes a day. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he's
and
a weak...
And suntan's hard.
I don't know if he's a weak puncher or she just got that jaw like that from keep getting punched in the face, but she took it like a G. Like, nothing happened.
Been in a couple of abusive relationships.
Yeah, like, she's learned her lesson a couple times.
Nah, I think that he gave her a little love tap. Like, he was like, you know, she spit on me, so I'm going to give her a little taste, but I ain't going to, you know, I'm not going to go... Full blown? Yeah.
Would you go full blown on her?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. See, and then you like wide open for it too. Yeah, she got the handcuffs on.
You just
like it.
Peace her up.
I know it sounds bad. Believe me, I'm not a woman beater. But I'm a police officer, and I feel like, you know, I feel like I can get some shit off. You spit on me?
Fucking hit me. I want fucking video of that. I want fucking video of that.
Just sit down.
I want fucking video of that. That
my
ass.
My cameras ain't working.
I want video of that. He fucking punched me in the face.
Before I punch you in the face again.
Right. No matter how many times you keep saying it, it's not going to produce a video.
Bro, he hit the ugly eye into her, bro.
That was a very light punch. That's like that. I ain't going to really fuck you up, but I'm gonna give you a little sample. I'm gonna give you a sample of what this could be like. You know what I'm saying? So he was just like,
so a little warning shot.
Yeah, it's just like bitch, like don't make me go ahead and charge this motherfucker up to 100. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll fuck you up.
Oh shit. I wish I could see his face. You are so into this right now.
Hey,
and you don't hit women?
No, fuck no.
You definitely have some built up anger.
Dog, I mean, I think.
Oh, fuck, bro, I'm crying. Your face, everything, like, you were so into it.
Dog, I'm telling you, I could just put myself there. Like, I could imagine you got somebody handcuffed.
Yeah.
Hand behind their back. It's just all face. It's just It's just all face just sitting there. And you could tell, he could tell that she was going to spit. He was like, don't spit. Yeah. Don't spit. Oh, you motherfucker. Like, I told you don't. Like.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
Yeah, he gave her a little sample. So, you know, like at the mall, sample, sample, sample. You know, that's all. You know, he was gonna give her the, he was gonna go ahead and give her the full entree a little bit later. Cover the camera up. Bah, bah.
At what point do you feel it's okay to hit a woman other than spitting?
I mean, again, as a man, I don't think that you should ever hit a woman, right? I think that
after all that.
Dog,
oh, I got you.
I'm not a man at that. Hey, what did they say? Basically, they don't look at police officers as people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They police officers. They no longer they no longer a man or a woman. They an officer. You know what I'm saying? But as a man, I don't think that, you know, unless you're somehow cornered, and say they have a weapon and you just can't get out of there. Even I just don't think that.
I don't think if they have a weapon, yeah.
See, but I'm not even going to swing on you then, because no, I'm going to evade you and I'm out.
Like, I seen this one clip where I think it was at Target or Walmart, where this
were they targeted?
You all really, right, like...
My bad.
You done? You got it all out?
Yeah.
I was so stupid.
My bad.
I don't want to talk about it no more.
No, you was at Target?
No, I seen a video
where
the customer was irate. She was pretty upset. Starts approaching the manager.
Yeah.
He keeps backing up. He's walking backwards. I'm talking about from the entrance, halfway through the store, all the way into his office, walking backwards, trying to get away from this lady. She's still approaching him aggressively. Finally, he's in the office, kind of nowhere else to go. There's only one way in, one way out. She's standing at the door, bop, lays her out.
He was setting that up in his mind. You know,
that's
you know,
where
like,
I'm going with it, because I want to see what you...
Yeah, you know, like when you're playing chess and you're setting it up like, yeah, this motherfucker moves here, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, blah, 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 blah. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm a show like I'm scared. I'm walking. No, please. Let me keep on backing up. Now I don't have nowhere to go. Pop, pop. Told you, bitch. Yeah, nah. Fuck all that. He knew what he was doing.
He's so stupid. Jay-Z and Kanye. Certified Diamond. I'm not going to read it. That sounds like a setup.
In words in Paris?
In words in Paris.
See, that's how you do it. Nah, I think that's kind of dope. I mean, it took a long ass time, but
that is. When did that come out?
Like
that shit, cray.
What, like 13?
Damn,
something like that.
That is a long
time. it's about 10 years.
That's a lot.
But it still shows that people are still listening to that album.
We should have looked up what other songs or what other singles are a diamond.
There's a couple. I know Cardi has a couple of diamond singles.
Really?
Yeah.
No, she don't.
Yes. Bodak Yellow is diamond.
Oh, possibly, I can see that.
And what's the other song? There's another. She's got like two diamond singles. I think Eminem has a couple of diamond singles.
That one I can see. Sickle Mode. Travis Scott.
Yeah, I can see that. That's what I'm really like.
Eminem, crazy. Not Afraid. God's Plan, Drake.
Okay.
I'm going to go recent ones. Let me see. Huh. Rockstar, Post Malone.
He's got a bunch. He's got like nine songs that are diamond. Because he actually has a little compilation. I can't remember what it's called, but it's all diamond singles. It's got like nine songs on it. Yeah. Yeah. He sells a lot of music. A lot.
Blinding Lights, The Weeknd recently, 2020.
Huh, okay.
Without Me. Yeah. There's really not a lot. Not that you would think. That's Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, congrats to them. Congrats to my guy Jay.
Nice.
And yeah, a little crazy.
Now, speaking of we mentioned what's his name?
Kanye?
No, Jay? Not Kanye.
Oh, Drake. YK? Oh.
Drake.
Oh.
Drake had a song come out, and we talked about this, what, two episodes ago? Like, yeah. What would you do? You know, you purchase a verse, wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
This happened.
Yeah.
We spoke it into existence.
We did.
And it got scrapped for good reason. Did we get the...
Yeah.
We got it?
You got it. It's on the... it's on the link.
I didn't get it.
It's on the link.
It's on the link, but I didn't get it.
Oh. But you,
but while I'm getting it.
Yeah, while you get...
Fill them in.
But yeah, it's Lil Durk had a verse on the Search and Rescue song, and I guess Drake wasn't feeling it. He scrapped the verse, but you know how the Twitter and internet gangsters do, you know, detectives do. They went ahead and found the verse, or Lil Durk put it out like, yo, I don't know why he didn't put my shit on there. Like, man, listen to this. And boom.
You'll see why.
There you go.
Let's see. Where's that? Yeah. My fault.
Free agent, I was take me off the market, take me off the map. I'm trying to hit the group chat and tell them it's a post. Even though you say don't, tweet it, free agent, I was mad. I coach, I'ma never give a pass like Kobe in a 4-5 shoot. Save me, baby, let's go. J&B, really I go. Smirk, Tager, really my clothes. All red, Riri at the bowl. On your page, you FNFT. I'm glad that you fuck nigga free. I'm worse than Kevin Gates, I'm me. And you know I'm down to drink pee. OP, mix it with the lean. I'm the voice I really like to sing.
He's worse than Kevin Gates. He's down to drink pee.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that on my song either.
I mean, I think he took the song in a different direction than what Drake was trying to take the song.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the fascination of people with piss.
I don't get it. Would you ever let a girl pee on you?
Fuck no.
No matter how bad she is.
No.
Baddest in the world. The baddest of the baddies.
No.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't find anything attractive about that. Like, you know, like I said, we talked about it before. It's just kind of weird. The whole setup of it is weird. Yeah. So it's like, do we do this on the bed? So now do I gotta set up something on the bed so that the, you know, pee goes there? But then you can't just do it on the bed because you gotta also put, like, you know, some paper down.
You really
on the edges of the bed so that the piss, so your room's not smelling like piss? Or do you set the shit up like Dexter and you just have the shit on the floor and then, like, all right, bitch, get down.
That's why I fucks with you.
Like, it's just, the setup is weird to me.
I couldn't do it.
You know, and then when I hear people say, oh, you do it in the shower, it's just like, so I tell you, hey, babe, I want to piss on you. Go get in the shower. And then you sitting in the shower and then I piss on you and then you wash it off. Like, I don't.
What I'm confused, like, how do you find out that this person, is this something you talk about? Like, hey, what are you into? And then she's like, oh, I love being peed on. Now, from there, you have to make that decision where, is this somebody I want to be associated with or not?
I mean, I don't think that, you know, I think that if you meet somebody and you vibe with that person, if they have their own little kinks or whatever, I think that if it, you know, something like that, I guess you can get used to it. You know what I'm saying? But it's that mental thing of that first time. And, you know, like I said, you're trying to figure out, like, okay, do I do it like this? Do I do it like that? Like, you know, you want me to set the tarp out? I don't want you to think that I'm trying to kill you or nothing like that because I got some fucking tarp out.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dog, did you ever watch Dexter?
Yes.
So you remember when he would kill people, they would come into the room and the shit would be all plasticked up, right?
Oh,
so,
man.
So if, you know, you and her be talking about this,
yeah,
and then you like, yeah, come, you know, I can't wait for you to get home. I got something special waiting on you. She comes into your room and it's plastic everywhere. She's like, oh shit. this motherfucker's trying to kill me. Like, no, 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 I'm just trying to piss on you. Like, this shit's crazy.
You sounded so polite saying that.
Yeah, I just want to piss on you, baby.
No? This is before or after you punch her.
I don't punch women.
This show is so abusive.
No.
Yes.
Then the woman shouldn't have spit on the officer.
Oh, man. YK Osiris.
Osiris.
Osiris. How you say it?
Osiris.
Osiris?
Yes.
What am I saying? Osiris.
Not. Yeah, it's not the same thing.
Osiris. Okay. Accused of sexual assault. This was a little weird.
Very.
What were they doing? They were doing an interview.
Yeah, she was on a panel or some shit like that.
Okay, and the reason why I'm asking, I've seen about 5 different videos of almost the same person up there, mm-hmm. Where random people are just coming up talking to these people.
Yeah, because the little prank guy, prank Lil Duval.
He annoying.
Extremely. Extremely.
But there's like what are y'all, I'm trying to do a business and you're just.
I don't even know what they was there doing.
Okay, but anyway, he tries to make out with her. He was like rubbing her shoulders, whatever, tries to set the move, wasn't working, goes in for it, she leans back, he like damn near on top of her.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
And then he tried to laugh it off.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, bro, you see that shit? Right,
no,
right?
Yeah, that's
yeah, weird. Dog, yeah. Nah, that shit was whack. Like, I understand that this woman has, I don't want to say a reputation, but she has a name that kind of, perceives herself.
Yeah.
You know, her name is, what is it? Sookie with the Good Cookie, right? Mm-hmm. That's her name. Then she got the song, like, where she's talking about she eats ass and all this other shit.
Almost
right?
Like a sure thing.
Right. So I understand that people, when they see her, they think that, you know, kind of like Too Short, like women would approach him like on some like real aggressive shit. Like, yeah, I hear all that shit you be talking on the records. What's up? and you know, I remember seeing him on some shit on MTV and he was like thrown back like on this woman was like really pursuing him like real hard. And she was like, she was like, man, I'm tripping. Like he ain't even like what he rap about, you know what I'm saying? And I think this woman is falling into that same thing because like her content is so sexually driven that everybody that's around her, as soon as she comes into the room or they're talking to her, like all they're thinking about right away is eat my ass or, you know, whatever.
But I get what you're saying. It makes there's a lot of truth, but I guess what.
Like, time and place.
Yeah. You don't just go up to a porn star like and be like, oh, you want to fuck right now?
Right.
Like, it's just, no, what were you thinking?
See, and that's a very good analogy, right? I think the way that people may look at porn stars differently because it's a job. I mean, both of them are a job, but I think that most people don't look at porn stars and think like, okay, they've been on set for however long filming a movie that as soon as they're, you know, out in their normal public life, they're just like, hey, want to get in the backseat of my car? Like,
you think a porn star, when they come home from work and like to their husband or their spouse and like their husband's spouse, like, yo, I haven't had none all day. Like, I'm trying. They're like, no, I'm tired.
My shit's a little sore right now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of awkward.
Yeah, that's.
Like he's like, hey, well, you know, your mouth works. I had to do 18 takes today. I don't know.
Right.
Like, you know
that
what I'm
shit's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. But one thing for sure, he's fucked up for doing it.
Nah, definitely.
Like, if anything, the only thing that I can say is maybe, just maybe, they had some type of dealings beforehand, right?
Where he felt comfortable enough.
Yeah.
Possibly.
You know, because it's to just do that to a woman that you don't know.
It's kind of
is wild.
But then again, I mean, men be just sending dick pics for no reason, which I feel is weird.
It can be weird, right? That can be weird, but it's a picture. It's a picture. Oh. I think it's so much different for you to be kissing a woman all up in her mouth that say you don't know. Nah, that shit sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know. I wonder like what's gonna happen with that.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
I guess we'll follow up with that story for sure.
Soulja Boy fan claims a crazy story.
Yeah,
and the more we heard it, the more I'm like, yo, this bitch lying.
It's a funny story.
It really is.
It's a very funny story,
and I would love it if it was true.
Yeah, but one thing I really loved about the story is, let's just listen to it. Yeah.
You came to Louisiana one time. You were doing a show down here, and then I went to one of your shows by accident because I thought it was a church meeting because they said Soulja. I thought it was about like the troops and stuff, but apparently it was you. I came out and there's a lot of color people there, and I was a little scared. And then you pointed me out in the crowd because I was in a wheelchair, and then you were like, "Come on up on the stage, put me on the stage," and I was a little scared. You said. Started shaking my wheelchair like that, and I just started laughing and giggling and stuff, and then you gave me a shot of Patron and a Percocet. So you gave me a shot of Patron and a Percocet, and then you were like, you want to come backstage with me? We came backstage, and I went backstage. You sat me on the little couch in the little backstage area. You gave me a few snacks and stuff, and then if I remember correctly, you said, let me taste that ass. And I said, well, come and taste it.
That escalated really quick.
I mean, on the couch. And
started
then
from
ass.
Where you thought something was going to be a church thing.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, you show up thinking it's a church event. Now you're drunk and high. You're in the back, assed out. Legs can't move, so you can't go nowhere.
I wonder, is she in a wheelchair? So let's say this story is real.
All right.
Why is she in the wheelchair? Is she in the wheelchair because she's has a broken leg or something? Is she paralyzed? Like, why are you in the...
Yes, that has nothing to do with the story.
It does, because then it has everything to do with what she can do. No?
You're such a dick.
Carry on.
I'm not sure if you want to talk about that on the live or not.
I don't even do Percocet. What?
You said what city? He ate my ass.
The
it
first,
was where?
This motherfucker going to say he don't do Percocet. But this woman said that first thing you said to her, you didn't want to smash. The first thing she said is that you want to taste that ass.
Yeah.
And the first thing that you going to say is, I don't do Percocet. No, I don't eat ass. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Nah, he eat ass. He eat ass.
She said that this was years ago.
Yeah.
The first thing, who's just eating ass right off the rip?
There's a lot of people. I don't eat ass.
Dog. If whatever's going on, I don't know what's going on with this woman's legs to why she's in a wheelchair, but you're in a wheelchair, just ass pressed to the little leather seats in a wheelchair. The first thing I'm doing that I just met you, I'm not sticking my tongue in your ass like, and I don't even get down like that. Like, that's just not my thing. But
all swamp ass and all sweaty, hot. You in Louisiana already? Like,
dog, that's the first thing. You just ass the mouth.
Nah.
Come on now. That shit sounds crazy.
It was where?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I ain't never been there before.
You've been to fucking New Orleans. You're black.
I ain't never even been there before.
How is New Orleans?
I've never been.
I don't know. Cap on that.
I've driven through.
You've been. I've
driven through, but I haven't been.
I had been like, hey, 6 years. Why is you on TikTok lying to these people like that?
I ain't lying about nothing.
This is my favorite part right here.
And you scrambled around with your tongue. I will never lie about shit. You put some tahini on it. You get all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't your asshole burn if somebody put some tahini on it?
I don't know. But it got me thinking.
It's spicy, though. Tahini is spicy.
Yeah, it got a little kick to it. It's not, yeah.
Your asshole being an open orifice, so? I would think that would burn your ass.
What kind of seasoning would you need to put on someone's ass to eat it?
I don't eat ass, but if let's just for shits and giggles, right?
I see what you did there. That was a funny one.
for shits and giggles.
Stop saying
Tahi might actually be a pretty good one.
That's what had me thinking. So I was like,
adobo?
But and I'm laughing so hard at that one because my wife uses adobo on everything. Hey. I'm like, leave that shit alone. Like, you and that seasoning need to go.
Dog, she adobo makes everything.
Everything.
Hey, what was it? Hot sauce? What was that? What was that? Jamore. Frank's head sauce? Frank's hot sauce?
I put that shit on everything.
Yeah.
But shit, like, I was like, she got to be honest. If I was going to eat some ass, I'd have to put some chamoy on it.
That's pretty much the same as tahini.
Yeah,
kinda,
a little
right?
bit, just more like liquidy.
Yeah.
But I'll put some chamoy in there and it's just like.
Go to town?
Yeah, man. Like, ugh.
Oh, man. That's.
Motorboat them cheeks.
Man. You get rid of that swamp ass one way or one other.
It does so much. It cover up the scent.
Yeah.
You don't have no more swamp ass. It's more of a, no more chamoy-ish.
Uh-huh.
But I just feel like chamoy would be the way to go.
Yeah, I actually think that is actually a good one. Yeah. Like, yeah. And, you know, it kind of sticks to your tongue,
that's
so you wouldn't be able to taste anything else.
You just
yeah.
go to town on it.
Yeah.
Now,
what if you went from back to front? That would really probably burn, right?
I think so. I want to try it now.
Don't do it.
Don't
do it.
I mean, she already mad at me, so like, fuck it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, Johnny Depp donates all of Amber Heard's $1 million settlement money to charity. I love it.
That's some petty shit.
I love it. I heard it. I loved it. I was proud of
him. You want some more of it?
Yeah, man. Like, no. Like, how much more perfect can you be?
I mean,
he laughed his way through.
You say perfect. I say petty.
Man, it's perfect. He laughed his way through the whole trial. It was a done deal. He knew he was winning. He had his lawyer like, man, done.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
I got video of a lot of stuff that was going on. Yeah.
I love it.
No, I think that's dope because, you know, him being an ambassador for Dior, he already re-upped on his little Dior campaign. And
nice.
That was for like $20 million. Then not to even mention what else is going to go on with him movie wise and stuff like that. It's like, I don't even need your little $1 million or whatever you get me.
Nothing.
Like, this is I'm gonna show you just how much I don't care about you or your money.
Like, I mean, anything. What else could you have done with that? What would you have done? You got $1 million from your ex that y'all just had the worst breakup ever. What would you?
Oh, I would have bought something. I would have bought like. Some expensive shit that would
just to use it,
yeah, and just be like, yeah, this is what I bought, like just some super extravagant shit, like whether it be like a super expensive car that was like damn near $1 million, and I would have put like her name on the back, like the tag would have been like Amber.
You named
or
the car,
yeah.
I love it, yeah.
Or get like a boat or some shit.
You ever seen Brewster's Millions?
No.
The old movie with Richard Pryor.
Uh-huh.
Comes in some money, whatever, and he has to spend $10 million, but not tell nobody why, and he can't have any assets. And one of those, he just asks a gang of people, like, y'all want to go eat? And they go to the fanciest New York restaurant ever, and he's paying for everybody. Hmm. That would be me with that $1 million.
Nah, I can
see. Let's just go eat. Let's just.
I'll definitely do some real extravagant shit with it. I'm telling you, like a boat or a really expensive car. I wouldn't do no jewelry or no shit like that, but the boat or the car.
I love it, the Amber.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And like that, we out.
You've heard them. on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J.